Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Idiot Sandwich. This sandwich is a very, very, very late sandwich. It's so late, like, that you don't even care what kind of sandwich you ordered, and you don't even remember because it's that late. It's so late that you don't care, and you're gonna eat it no matter what, and it's probably gonna be delicious because you're starving. Welcome to Idiot Sandwich.
Well, I've got a beaded curtain when it's still, it looks like Jesus. Not much of a believer, but I dig the way it looks. So don't you try to tell me about souls and second comings, the first of which of mine is filthy from all the time it took to make my own religion, crashing in my best friend's living room.
I was also thinking in the direction of an old type of sandwich. I was going to say like something covered in mold.
No, it's a McDonald's sandwich, but it indescribably just looks sadder, but not rotten at all.
Oof.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
they don't rot
at all.
No, but, oh, God, that's so disgusting. Dude, I actually got sick on Saturday. Mm. Because I had either A, too much McDonald's the night before, or the McDonald's was just bad.
Yeah.
I puked Saturday morning, so it was just like, eh.
I have puked.
But you weren't in the house at the time, so that was okay.
So you didn't let me know.
So I didn't let you know until just now.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem, man. Yeah, it's been a while.
I know. This is actually, so like we've published one technically since we've come back, but this is the first one we'll be recording since like our break. And The best way to explain why we took a break is like just a bunch of weird stuff happened at the same time and
we're not friends anymore.
Schedules changed and this is the end of Idiot Sandwich.
Yeah, and this is the end of it all.
This is the last episode.
We're actually not even going to finish it.
Yeah, like this is actually, it's only going to be like 4 minutes long.
Yep. We just felt like we should give you guys a warning, and also we've been siphoning your credit card money. You didn't think you were paying for this, but it turns out now that you have been.
Yeah, so we're actually about to leave the country, and don't follow us because, you know, there's viruses all around.
I know, but that's why we're getting out so fast. Travel is so cheap right now.
Yeah, and we stole all of your credit card numbers.
Yep. I always, like, I am more in fear of someone stealing my credit card number than my social, but... Like, I know there's a lot that goes into people stealing, like, a Social Security card, but, like, I don't know. I don't carry my Social Security number around with me.
Yeah, me neither.
It's just, like...
It's not a good idea.
No.
You shouldn't do it.
So I obviously know which one's probably worse.
Yeah.
Probably the one that you're not really supposed to carry around. You're supposed to memorize it.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, Pat, now that we're back... you got anything?
I recently watched two movies for the first time. One, A Color Out of Space.
Yeah.
I literally just finished it before we started recording. And the other, When Harry Met Sally.
Okay.
They are two very different movies.
Probably.
Yes, but both star 80s male leads.
Mm-hmm.
One stars him in his prime,
mm-hmm.
and the other one stars Nicolas Cage.
Far out of his prime.
Yes.
Do you think Nick Cage was in his prime during Next?
No, God, no. He was in his prime when he won an Oscar.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
Yeah, it's because it happened like back in the 90s.
Hmm.
So When Harry Met Sally... is a very fun romantic comedy,
mm-hmm.
that is about these two people, a man and woman,
uh-huh.
who like bump into each other, mm-hmm. like several times in their lives, and the dude is adamant that men and women can't be friends without like wanting to sleep with each other and all that, and the girl's like, no, nonsense, that's not true, we can be friends, but then later things get complicated and they can't be friends because they love each other.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, When Harry Met Sally is a great film. For anybody. Color Out of Space, not a great film for everybody. pretty good film for a few people.
Yeah, some people.
For some people. People that are a fan of H.P. Lovecraft stuff, if you like cosmic horror or The Color Purple scares you, not the movie, The Color Purple. If The Color Purple, the movie, scares you, you're racist.
I've not seen that movie.
You might be into it. I don't know. It's, again, another movie I think that anybody can watch, but it doesn't matter. Anyways, the Color Out of Space was the most recent one. So I think I remember it a little clearer than When Harry Met Sally. It is insane. Which, H.P. Lovecraft, again, cosmic horror stuff. But, like, this is, like, I always heard it, like, we heard a joke on a YouTube channel we watched about H.P. Lovecraft's writing method for monsters. Which is, like, it's, like, big and massive, and it's, like an octopus. But, oh, my God, it's too scary.
It's too scary.
It's too scary.
I can't even describe it.
It's too scary. So, like, H.P. Lovecraft has actually described his monsters a lot of the times. But he is also very, like, very much in the realm of authors who, like, don't describe their stuff. Just like, oh, it was a horror that drove him insane. Well, what did it look like? You'd go insane.
I
can't do it.
You can't see it.
I can't tell you.
It's not even able to be described by our language.
Even if I could say it in something that's sort of similar to English, you wouldn't understand. You wouldn't be able to fathom the image.
It's too scary.
Yeah. So I moved really far away from the mic during that. But, so it was that. So, like, the premise of the movie is that, I'm not going to spoil it on here because it is still recent release, but the premise of the movie is that Nicolas Cage and his family are on this little farm where they raise alpacas, or milk alpacas. And a meteor crashes onto their land from space. And it keeps affecting everything in very strange ways. And it starts mentally affecting the family and physically affecting them in very different ways. And things just start to go awry from there. It is a trip, to be sure. Do not watch it if you are squeamish. Holy shit, in the first 20 minutes, do not watch this movie if you're squeamish. Because immediately a thing happens that everyone has thought of. If you are an adult, you've thought about this. If you've looked at a knife, you have thought about this. Fucking, I can't talk about it, though. Because I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's too scary. He can't describe it.
No, it's not scary.
No, it's too scary.
Ah!
It's too scary. He can't describe it. It's too scary.
I go insane just thinking about it. Jesus.
Yeah.
Overall,
well,
good.
That's Lovecraft for you.
I felt spooked a lot, and I yelled several times. I was on the phone.
Were you like,
whoo? No. I was like, oh! Oh, God, no! Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would have been the more, like, shorter one, you know?
In the two most messed up parts of the movie, in my personal opinion, two of the most messed up parts.
Is one of them the first thing about the knife?
Yes.
Okay. And then the other one
is a later part.
That's also too scary to describe.
It's too scary to describe. I just want everyone to know, it's not so scary that I can't describe it.
It's just,
like,
can't think of the words.
I don't want to spoil this movie.
He can't think of the words.
Yeah.
He could kind of maybe
describe
it.
Come to think of
it,
like, the only person that listens to this that would see this movie, I think, is Chief.
And he gave you the movie.
He's seen it.
Yeah, he gave it to you to watch.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I screamed out loud, and both those times Allison called me.
Yeah.
And in the middle of the phone call, I just remember hearing myself go, ah, and just screaming. And she goes, are you okay? I was like, scary thing. Horrible thing. Undescribable thing.
I can't
thing.
Even say what it is. It's too scary.
I like to think that, like, there could be a writer out there that's, like, in the same realm of can't write. It's a Venn diagram.
Mm-hmm.
Authors that don't write about certain things, and it's, like, that's the center of it. And on one side is H.P. Lovecraft, who can't describe anything because, like, the monsters are unfathomable and will make you go insane.
Yeah.
Which is his writing deal.
Yeah.
He actually just isn't describing them. And then in the second circle is whoever this author is, and he only exclusively writes about things that, when described to people, make them cringe, imagine exactly what it is, and it just horrifies you.
Yeah.
Like the idea of putting, like, like a toothpick under your toenail and kicking a wall. Like, that's something they've written into their story. Like, I can't describe it because it's terrible.
Yeah.
Not because it's not there.
That noise that I just made is my exact feeling of what that would be like. Just,
and we're not going to bring it up again.
Just,
we're not going to mention
just,
it.
Just, ugh.
It took me so much effort to say it.
To say you put a toothpick under your
Stop!
Tail and kick
right
it off.
Out!
I feel like...
Yes!
Pat, does the knife thing that you were talking about at the beginning, does it have to do with an eyeball?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No, it's like...
I hate eye stuff.
Me too. Dude. Like, any... Like, I would rather get shot in the heart than...
And you're too blame.
Than have anything happen with my eyes. Yeah.
You'd rather be Bon Jovi than have anyone touch your eyes.
Honestly, yeah.
Me too.
If I could choose between death right now...
And being John Bon Jovi?
I'd choose to die.
Yeah, me too.
Whoever wins, we lose. No, but it's like I would rather die at any given moment than have a slightly more than normal uncomfortable amount of pain. Like hit by a train versus burning my finger on a stove. Oh, I hate it.
Wait, you'd rather be hit by a train than burning your finger on a stove?
Than burning, like, my hand. Like, in a way that burn, like, gives me, like, a second-degree burn.
Oh, like you'd rather just, like, you'd rather die than just, like, really lay on a burner.
Yeah, I'd rather die than really lay on a burner. I'd rather die than experience pain, is the long and short of it.
That's a really weird thing to say, man.
I think it makes me the worst torture, or the best torture subject, because everyone will immediately know.
You'll be like... You'll be like, oh, what's that? You're going to pull off my toenails with a wrench? With a pair of pliers? You're going to pull off one of my toenails with a pair of pliers? The treasure is behind the toilet.
Or, like, it just means, like, I hate pain
the
so
nuclear
much
launch
that
codes.
It's, like, I experience it worse than everybody.
Yeah.
Or I'm just much more dedicated to, like, not getting captured. Because it's just like, nope, no, wait, there's a chance of torture? Nope. And then I just shoot myself.
Hmm.
Or eat my cyanide pill because I'm James Bond.
Oh, yeah. That's a little bit better, I think.
You ever think about that? James Bond 100% has a death pill. He has a death pill to eat in the case that he gets captured and can't escape and knows he can't escape.
Mm-hmm.
We've never seen a James Bond do that. But we know that, like, the agents in the James Bond movies have done that because a guy in Skyfall said that he did it.
He said he did it?
He said he bit down on the cyanide capsule because he wasn't going to be able to escape. That means that the James Bonds that we watch are the most confident motherfuckers when they get captured. They're just like, I got this.
Yeah.
Eh.
They know they can.
There are worse situations I could be in.
Somehow. No, man. It's that James Bond pride.
Yeah. Like, James Bond. Like, in Casino Royale... When James Bond's tied naked to a wicker chair and just getting his beanbag just slammed with a rope knot.
Yeah.
He, in his head, thought, it's been worse. I have lived worse for a longer period of time.
No,
he had a way to get out.
Not that it has been worse necessarily, but just that it's not bad enough.
For me to kill myself. He knew...
Like, I will probably get out of this, is what he was thinking.
I don't understand how he thought that, though. Because
he had
was
to be.
Buck-ass naked.
Because if he thought he couldn't get out of it, he would have had to bite down on the pill. So he thought he could get out of it.
I know, but it's just insane to think about. Because looking at it, I don't know how I'd have gotten out of
it's
it.
It's pride.
You're tied
you
to a chair.
You don't have as much pride as James Bond.
I know, but he's, like, tied to a chair. Again, naked, getting slammed in the nuts over and over by a guy that, like... I have no idea what his endgame is, but the rest of his life... James Bond's short life.
Yeah.
From that point, if he hadn't thought of a way out and didn't have the pill, was getting hit in the balls over and over again, tied to a chair, until you're probably tortured in a worse way or just flat out killed.
Yeah, well, he didn't think that that was going to happen, obviously.
I know, but it's just crazy to think about how competent these James Bonds must be if that happened. And they're just like, got this.
Yeah.
They're so good. Anybody ever says, who's the best secret agent in a movie? Fucking James Bond.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Gotta be. Anyway.
No.
I don't remember What were we talking about?
We
really got on a tangent. But I do have something in my notes, and I don't remember what it is, but I do know that it looked really fun.
Color Out of just a quick recap. Harry Met Sally, would recommend for everybody. Color Out of Space, would recommend to a couple people. Which one would I watch again? Harry Met Sally, in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
The ending of that is, like, really adorable. It's just great. Color Out of Space, boy oh boy, it's mine explosion. The Color Purple will murder all of us.
Pat, I've got a pitch for you. I had this idea a few weeks ago, and I think it's a really good idea.
Oh boy.
Okay, Pat. So you know, we all love sports and really just skill development in general, right? Mm-hmm. And like,
I love improvement.
So you know, the thing about most sports is that you can never stop getting better. Like, it's impossible for you to, like, hit a peak where you can never get any better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that goes for most skills. Like, there's always something you could probably do a little bit better, you could improve on a little bit, like that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Except for this one sport. A little sport called bowling. You ever heard of it?
You can get better at bowling.
No. Well, yeah, you can get better at bowling and you can get better at bowling, but there is a ceiling to the skill.
Mm.
If you get so good at bowling that you literally never miss a strike,
that's true.
Then you could, like, there's literally a perfect bowling game, and if you, like, somebody could get good enough to have a perfect game every single time.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's a fundamental flaw with the game.
And also kind of makes tournaments shitty, because it's just like, all right, these gentlemen can bowl perfect games, assumedly.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see which of them is having a shittiest day.
Yeah, or well, the worst. And there's nothing that a competitor can do to make it harder on the other person, like the competition.
I say bowling is easier than darts.
Yeah.
Because darts, like, oh my God, there's so many things that could go wrong.
But anyway, Pat, because... But, like, we all love bowling, right? Like, bowling's fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm terrible at bowling, like, but I love bowling.
Yeah, going bowling is fun. But I just think that we need a new version. So I would like to introduce to you, Pat, Bowling 2 Battle Rules.
Battle Rules.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You want to know more?
Absolutely.
Okay. So in Bowling 2 Battle Rules, the ball is not as heavy. The pins are not as heavy. But you can club one another with them. Now, here's the thing, though. You know how slippery the floor is. Like, they always show people going out on the bowling at, like, where the ball goes, and they slip every time.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed... After you throw the ball, you're allowed anywhere on... In bowling, too, they call it the bowling court. It's not an alley. Even though it's the same...
Is it bowling battle mode or bowling 2?
Bowling 2, in the subtitle, is battle rules.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, battle rules. So it looks... It's the same... Like, it's the same regulation size of a regular bowling alley, but this time it's called a court. And that's because you are allowed to go out where the ball is... And, like, you're allowed to be in the gutter. You can, of course. But once you get down to the pins, you're allowed to grab any pin that you have knocked down and use it as a weapon. Now, this also brings in a team aspect. Now, your teammates are not allowed to go down the court for your ball. You're the only one who's allowed to go down the court for your ball.
Gotcha.
But everyone... So there's actually... Yeah, there's the teams. And your team is keeping you protected. They're defending while you're bowling. Because the other team has gotten their pins. And they're going to try to stop you from having a good... It's sort of like football.
Yeah.
And when you're rolling, whenever you're throwing... You're like the quarterback.
Yes.
And your teammates are the linemen.
Yes.
But the other entire team...
is there to stop
you. Is there to club you with bowling pins.
Yes.
And that's pretty much it. Like, we could write up a rule book, but that's the gist of it. What do you do you want to invest?
I kind of do. So what, hold on. What if we introduced not just like bowling two battle rules?
Yeah.
What about an entire series of sports but battle rules?
Mm.
Like darts, but the dartboard is on your opponent.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And instead of darts, you have crossbows.
That just sounds like a war at that point, kind of.
Have I just described war?
Yeah.
Bowling, too, kind of described war as well.
Yeah, but it's more like a game.
This one could be a game. Maybe the crossbows are just like sticky dart crossbows.
Yeah. But I mean, like in bowling, too, you would wear, you'd probably wear a helmet. Maybe, probably not pads, but like a helmet.
You definitely wear a helmet.
And headshots aren't allowed in bowling, too.
Yeah, you're wearing the dart board and the darts.
Yeah, so it's not even like you're trying to hit the person.
Well, you're not necessarily, your goal isn't necessarily to beat up the person bowling.
Okay, yeah, but it is.
Why is that the goal? I thought the points were to hit down the fucking bowling pins.
Well, yeah, but when you're on defense and you're trying to keep them from getting more pins, then you gotta beat the fuck out of that guy.
Yeah, but that's not your goal. It's the same. Okay, then for defense on like the darts one, you're trying to not get shot.
Yeah.
So it's just different. It's just attacking in a
Sure, okay.
The defender's attacking your sport, the offender's attacking my sport, which kind of makes more sense.
Sort of.
You're describing football, but for bowling.
Yeah, but the thing was, the reason we need bowling too is because of the fundamental issue of never being able to, like, having a perfect circumstance. You know what I mean?
You gotta
darts
trick it up.
Darts isn't the same way, though.
No, that's why I'm proposing an entire series and not just the one.
Yeah.
Croquet. Battle rules. You're holding hammers.
I mean, yeah, that's a short walk for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you cannot. But there's no peak to that when you're hitting a ball. Trying to hit a stick. Kind of like golf.
Yeah, I know. You could always, like, that one's got a bit of a luck aspect to it, too, because, like, there's variables, you know? Like, the ground could be different. The grass is laid out different.
I love the idea that golf is just you basically not even playing against other competitors. You're playing against the earth. Like, how much can you say, on this day, I control my destiny?
I know.
And my destiny is this ball.
I know. Well, that's the thing about golf. That's why you can never
golf get... Golf 2, battle rules.
Okay.
You stand at your ball, and if someone hits near you, near enough to you, you grab it, and you go hide.
Okay. And then what?
They chase you in a golf cart.
But what if they don't find you?
That's what I think of that. I didn't mean to do that. I don't know. Again, spitballing. I haven't had time to think about mine like you've had time to think about yours.
Well, I didn't think of it. I came up with all those rules on the spot. I mean, what? No, I had a presentation ready.
Yeah, there's a PowerPoint projected on our screen right now.
I had a presentation for you, Shorks.
Shorks?
Anyway. Yeah, I mean, we could probably do a lot of battle rules, but I just think that bowling is the one that needs something different, you know? Like, that's why I chose bowling, because it needs revamping.
Would you watch bowling battle rules?
Mm-hmm. I would.
Nice.
Would you?
Probably not.
Dude, can you imagine someone getting clubbed?
Yeah, and I don't
know. You know what? I changed my mind. Headshots are allowed. It's so much funnier.
Is it an actual bowling pin?
Yeah, but the thing about the bowling pins is they've been carved in such a way that whenever they hit anything, they go bonk.
You're still hitting somebody with like a carved pin.
I know, but that's why I said they're lighter.
What are they made of?
Well, they're made of wood, but like thin wood.
So like plywood. So what are the chances?
No, think of it like an instrument that makes this noise. Bonk.
Like a bongo?
Bonk. I don't know. No, not like a bongo.
Would you want?
You know the cartoon noise that I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Bonk.
I know, but that's kind of like a tiny drum.
Bonk.
Would you want to get hit with that?
No, nobody wants to get hit with it. That's why you have defenders.
Nobody wants to get hit with it. No one wants to get fucking hit with it.
Yeah.
I love that. So, I just mean, like, no one wants to get tackled, but, like, I'd take being tackled over getting hit in the head with a fucking, with a fucking pin.
Yeah. That's why this is tougher than football.
Yeah, because there's an increased chance of concussion. There's another sport where your actual goal is to knock someone unconscious.
No.
UFC,
your goal isn't to knock them unconscious.
You're right, it's to beat them in a physical fight.
Oh, you're talking about UFC.
It sounds like,
now.
Yeah, UFC is a goal to knock someone unconscious. That's the top goal.
Yeah.
Yours, it's not even a goal.
No, you just gotta mess them up.
Okay, by mess them up, what happens? What happens
you gotta
when
make
you
their,
mess them up?
You gotta make their roll not as good so that they don't get a strike every time.
Right, so that's not the so. But the secondary goal, you kind of want to knock someone out.
Well, you want to hit them.
I'm just saying, if you bump someone in the head with one of these, you probably knock them out.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe.
Yeah,
I just don't think they're gonna be that heavy.
I just like that in UFC, your goal is to beat the shit out of somebody as a main goal. Your sport, beating the shit out of somebody, is like secondary.
But Pat, hold on.
Hope it happens, but doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's going to happen.
Listen, I know. I'm hearing your problem with it.
It's not a problem. I just think it's nutty.
Listen, I hear what you're saying, but here's what I want you to imagine for a second before you decide to not invest, okay? Mm-hmm. Just imagine this. You know how I said the pins, whenever you hit stuff with them, they go bonk?
They go bonk.
You remember that?
Yes.
So, now listen to this. I know that you were probably only imagining whenever they bonk someone in the head, but Pat, you know that classic bowling alley sound of the bowling pins crashing?
Yes.
Well, now it's all bonks.
That doesn't make it better.
If you're not sold on it after when you throw a bowling ball at a group of bowling pins and it's all bonks. If you are not sold on bowling 2 battle rules after I told you that detail, then you're just wrong.
What if I'm less sold after I was sold?
No, that doesn't make sense. It's all bonks, Pat. Are you listening?
Yeah, no, I'm less sold after. I like the noise that the bowling pins already make whenever you hit them with a bowling ball and they fall down.
Yeah, but bonk is definitely better.
It's not.
Objectively, bonk is better.
Incorrect. Can we do
sounds like we've got ourselves a classic pineapple on pizza or not on pizza situation on our hands, huh, Pat?
Don't put pineapple on pizza.
I know, but some people think that you should.
But neither of us do.
We've got, looks like we've
example.
Got a is water wet situation.
It's not.
Which sound is better for bowling pins? Bowling pin sounds or bonk?
The bowling pin sound.
Bonk! Can you imagine? I am going to make a sound effect of bonk, but I'm going to put it to what it sounds like when bowling pins fall over and just a bunch of bonks all at once.
What's great is I can
imagine
that.
And I am
that.
Going to send it to you, and you're going to have to believe me after that.
What's great is I could imagine that, or instead, I could imagine the noise that already exists in my head, in my dreams even, of just that satisfying sound of all those bowling pins just...
That doesn't sound anything like a bowling pin.
Yeah, I know.
Is that what they sound like to you?
Indescribable. H.P. Lovecraft wrote The Sound of Bowling Pins. That's my favorite H.P. Lovecraft novel, by the way.
Bowling Pins?
The Sound of Bowling Pins.
Yeah.
We're going to put a poll up on this.
But, yeah, no. Pat, I know that you see and hear that sound in your dreams, but the problem is that you haven't heard the bonk yet. Listen, buddy. It'll invade those dreams. It will be in your dreams. For sure, it'll be in your dreams. If you hear it.
It'll be in your dreams.
It may be in your nightmares.
I don't like that one. Why would you tell me that? I don't want to hear
it. I mean, the bowling pin sound will be after you hear bonk and realize how terrible the bowling pin sound is.
You know how deep-rooted already in my dreams the fucking bowling pin noise is?
Not deep enough to fight bonk.
I guess we'll see.
Bonk's gonna win, dude. Bonk is way better.
I don't have to perfect the bowling pin noise that's already been perfected. Brent's going to have to take time to perfect the bonk.
It's going to be worth it. See, that's very much in the spirit of bowling one, Pat.
What?
Did you hear what you just said?
What?
You said it's perfect the way it is. It can't be improved. Exactly. That's the problem with Bowling One. What did I say? What
it's
did
not
I
that
say?
It can't.
It's that,
that it
you
need
can
to.
You can make the
it's been
you
perfected.
Can, you can become the perfect player at Bowling One, the original bowling, but you cannot become a perfect player at Bowling Two Battle Rules. So, why stop at regular bowling pin noise? That's what I'm saying. It can be better.
Would you say that Hayley Williams' like current stuff is better than Paramore?
I would have a hard time comparing them.
Okay. Music is always going to be different.
Yeah, of course.
Music's going to change for different things.
Yeah.
They could obviously not use the same sound effects for the bowling pins that you're using because they're hollow bowling pins.
Listen,
it's
Pat.
It's not going to make the same noise.
I'm not saying there's always going to be lovers for the classic, and I'm not saying we should stop playing Bowling One. I mean, you don't got to worry about a perfect game unless you're pro, you know what I mean? Like, if you're going out Bowling One with your friends, then, like, nobody's getting a 300.
Right,
Me, myself, I'm lucky to get a 100. But I'm talking about those top-tier players. They got to get something else, man. And I'm talking about Bowling Two Battle Rules. They're going to love the bonk. They're going to love it.
You're assuming that people that have played bowling literally most of their lives are going to love something that's not bowling.
Yeah, well they're going to be upset because bowling isn't a challenge to them anymore.
My question is, how many people
do you
that
know
are professional
how high,
perfect game
Pat,
bowlers?
Do you know how high the suicide rate is within the professional bowling community?
No, I don't, Brent.
One of the highest out of communities in America. Because they get so depressed because they have nothing to live for anymore, man. They don't have anything to improve on. The one thing that they do, and you know what? They had fun for 10 years just beating everybody. Perfect game after perfect game after perfect game. But there's no more fulfillment. You know you're going to walk into a bowling alley and you're going to bowl
a perfect game.
I'm
so mad I can't find the suicide rate of professional bowlers.
Yeah, it's high, man.
Hold on. If it was high, there would be a statistic about it. Like, why the hell are professional suicide rates of bowlers so fucking high? That's really weird.
Yeah, they're high. I just explained it. Were you not listening?
No, I was too busy looking up a thing that mattered.
Unbelievable. You weren't listening. I explained it.
Explained why bowlers commit suicide?
Yeah, that's why they need Bowling Two Battle Rules.
Because they commit suicide?
Oh my gosh. Pat, I cannot... Pat, this is... You've got to understand, there are other people listening to this, and they were listening to me. I don't have time to explain all of this again, man.
Is it because you cited again that they can't reach their peak, or they have reached their peak?
Yeah, was that a guess?
Yes.
Yeah, you were right.
Okay,
and that depresses them, and then they kill themselves.
Don't you think that if they thought it could, like, get worse, they wouldn't have been bowling professionals?
No, they didn't think about that when they were in the limelight, bud.
Stupid. They are also never in the limelight.
Yeah, they are in the bowling community, okay?
Okay, cool. So that matters none at all. What, you get free nachos every couple of days?
No,
at the
Pat,
bowling alley when you
Pat,
go in?
It's on ESPN.
After your divorce hearings?
It's on ESPN 2 or 3, okay? So it's on TV. You can watch bowling. There's professional bowlers. I don't know what you don't get.
Hold on. Professional bowling salary.
Anyway.
$25,000 a year.
That is not great.
Or $51,000 a year for the higher percentiles.
Oh, that's tops.
That's like in the upper echelon.
That's tough. I'm not going to lie.
That's why they
just themselves. Another reason.
That's why.
Just another.
That's why they're
down.
Killing themselves.
Just another.
But in bowling too,
they
it's not only that salary pay, it's also contract Because we're going to have teams, obviously.
They're going to get paid more because...
And tournament money.
Pat, can you imagine the views? The ratings, Pat. Think about the ratings.
I get... Also, by the way, this is...
Wait, this will be on ESPN Red Zone, bud.
No, this sport, you know what it would be on, though? ESPN 8, the Ocho.
No, this would be...
It would 100% be on ESPN 8, the Ocho.
No, because people actually want to watch it. They put stuff people don't want to watch on lower ESPN.
Like people professional dodgeball.
Yeah, and but
Brent, how many people watch professional bowling now?
Exactly, that's why it's on 3.
So why would creating a new system of bowling attract more?
Because people get hit in the head with clubs, Pat. Come on, use your brain a little bit, man. They're getting clubbed.
Bowling 2.
Battle rules.
Can I just type in bowling battle rules?
Oh my gosh, Pat, it's not on Google. I invented it.
There are tournament rules for bowling battle.
Bowling battle is a video game.
Is it?
I don't know. Sounds like it.
It's not going to be what you described because that was a unique creation never thought of before.
I know,
ever.
I have ideas, man. I'm so full of ideas.
Oh, it's just the name of a tournament.
Dude, nobody, I have good ideas.
Yeah, but to be fair, one of them is bowling, too.
Yeah, one of my good ideas, right.
Right, so if they aren't interested in that, they're probably too stupid to get the other ones.
Yeah, they wouldn't understand. It's too fun to describe. It's too fun. I can't describe.
I really like
Your human mortal mind wouldn't even comprehend it if I tried to. Go ahead, yeah. Push hard. Good job, buddy.
Brent has a staple.
I meant to put that back in my toolbox, but there it is on my desk.
You have a staple gun.
I've hung up a lot of stuff with staples in here.
I always used to see, like, as a kid, you'd see them in, like, stuff, and people would be like...
Oh, I know why I bought it. I bought it to make those acoustic pads.
So, that wouldn't actually, like, shoot staples.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What? Brent? What? Why? Why are you shooting at my direction?
I shot it past you. Because I'm going to lose it forever. They're hard to find on the floor.
Doo-doo-doo-doo. I'm James Bond.
I get it. Anyway, he's doing visual humor again, so. What's new? What's new? Yeah, put the staple gun down.
I wasn't going to shoot it.
Anyway. So, I don't know. Bowling 2 battle rules is good. Bonk is better than bowling pin noise.
It's not, we all agreed. We're going to put out a thing.
We all agreed that...
No.
Pat, if you want to make a poll, that's fine, but I need you to make a graphic if you want me to make
absolutely.
A poll.
Absolutely. For a billion percent sure. Oh, it's literally just going to be us holding bullies.
Yeah, I have no reason to believe that you're going to do this. But
understandable.
But I am excited for it to happen.
Yeah.
So.
Death is preferable to communism.
Do you think so?
What, do I think that death is preferable to communism?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. I saw a meme.
Mm. Okay, so I think that's the end of the bowling 2 bit.
That's the end of the bit?
Probably. What do you think?
Sounds right. Sounds about right.
So, I don't know. I guess we could just do memes, and this can be a short episode because we're about 5 minutes short of memes. You know, maybe we could do a long
5 minutes short of them.
A long meme run. I don't know.
I forgot to reply to my sister. Shoot, I gotta make sure to call her back. My sister got Employee of the Month for Murray Campus employees.
Mm.
Yeah, she got fucking Employee of the Month. That was sick.
That's pretty dope.
First year, first semester at her job. This first one looks to be the title of a Weezer album or the album cover. I don't know if it is or not, but it's four dudes standing in front of an open grave, and it just says, "It's a shame he had a nice cock."
Mm-hmm. It's too bad.
Yep.
That he died.
This next one is one that I sent you. It's a meme that is a map from Super Smash Bros.
Yeah.
It's from Super Smash Bros. It's that castle map.
Yeah.
With, like, the big broken down castle on top and then the underside stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the big section on top is labeled Weenie Hut Jr.
Yeah, it's where all the weenies fight.
That little pathway leading down is just labeled fuck.
Yeah, because if you get stuck getting hit in there, you're yep. stuck, man.
That tiny ass solo platform on the bottom right is just labeled literally nobody wants to be here.
Yeah, it's terrifying because you get stuck.
Yeah.
And then you can't get off and jump.
But then right at the tip of where like fuck and literally nobody wants to be here meet is a giant purple square that says Hyrule Fight Club.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. That's exactly what
that's
that
where
is.
You fight.
Square right next to that one says Death or Glory, that little stone platform.
Yeah.
Because that's where it happens.
That's where
Hyrule like. Fight Club is where you beat each other up. Death and Glory is where yeah. you kill.
I mean, yeah, that's where you end it all. You whenever the fight's going well, you take it to Death or Glory.
Yep. And then right above Death or Glory, below it's this little space below Weenie Hut Jr., right above Death and Glory that just says Freedom. Because yeah. it's a tiny platform that just gets it saves you.
Yeah, so you can much. Just hide there for a minute and be like, okay, we're good.
Yeah. This next one is a picture you sent that's of a sandwich with a hinge in it. There's just a hinge screwed into these two pieces of bread.
Yeah, like a door hinge or cabinet hinge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One before that is a.
That way you can open and close your sandwich.
I was gonna try to get past that one. I hate it.
You wanted to get past it.
I wanted to get past
it. Oh, well, in that case. No, I'm just kidding. But, like...
That was so weird, because I legitimately thought Brent could have just done this. Brent literally could have done... He has the time and the effort. He could have just made this.
He has the time. Yeah, I do, but I didn't. I didn't do it. I saw it on Facebook, I think.
That, like, was really funny for me. This next one is a four-panel comic that was made by PuddleMunch.com.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's these mice. It's a mice like guy in formal dress, and then a doctor. And the doctor says, "Who did this to you?" And the other rat says, "You got to sew me up, doc." And he says, "You tell me who did this to you. It was the Fratelli brothers. Good boy. Snitches get stitches."
Yeah, he needed the stitches, so he had
to snitch.
Yeah, he had to snitch so that the doctor would help him.
Yeah. I like that.
So stupid.
Good boy. This next one is the greatest pickup game of basketball I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's a guy dressed as Doug Dimmadome.
Owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome?
Yeah. He's dressed up as him. And you guys remember how Doug Dimmadome has that giant-ass hat that yeah. reaches up into
yeah.
the sky?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That you can't see the top of?
You never
remember
can
how,
see the
like,
top of it.
Later, they like changed it to where he had a normal-sized hat?
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
It got worse, yeah.
I hated that. But he's playing basketball, and the guy tries to put up a shot, and the hat blocks it.
The hat is literally as tall as the gym. Like, it's a real-life picture. It's not a cartoon.
Yeah, no, and the hat isn't just a hat. It's a helmet. That he's
it's a skyscraper on top of his head.
It's so great. This next one is an advertisement for an item called Force Skin from Great Value. 69% more active ingredients to make you rock solid. It's a foreskin hardener. Foreskin. Turn your foreskin into force skin. Maximum strength formula. And its spokesman is The Rock. I don't understand.
It's so dumb.
It's so stupid.
I didn't even read all of it. I just saw force skin and I was like, Pat's going to love this.
I did. This next one is actually a thing I've seen before, but not with the tracker. I've seen the legitimate face. It was the Japanese say you have three faces. Mm-hmm. The first face you show to the world. The second face you show to your close friends and your family. The third is John Deere E142-inch 17.5 horsepower gas automatic lawn tracker. It is the truest reflection of who you are.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Honestly, yeah.
We're all just being that John Deere tractor.
Yeah. Which kind of tractor?
The E11 Sport.
Nope, we're done.
Lawn.
There's no sport in it, by the way.
Oh, I thought it was fast.
17 horsepower, so no.
Oh, dang.
This next one fucking disturbs me so much.
Oh, no.
You remember Powerpuff Girls?
Yeah.
You remember how they didn't have hands?
Yeah, they just
you remember how hands. Everyone else had hands?
Except I didn't realize
everyone else had fucking hands.
But they had nubs.
These guys had nubs. And it's a zoomed in image from one of their hands. It zooms in on the finger that they would have.
The nub, yeah.
On the nub, it looks closer and closer and closer, it's just a shit ton of tiny hands.
Yeah, like little, kind of like how bugs have little hairs that they can move stuff around with, but it's all hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrifying for sure. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine being touched by that, like grabbed by that?
No, I imagine
that would gross me out to the point that I would say, you know what, if I was a bad guy, like, you take whatever, take the money, take...
Call a cop and just don't touch me.
Yeah.
Here, I surrender. I'd never commit a crime again.
Yeah.
This next one's a meme. It's sort of one of the older style memes that you used to send me a lot. My child, you are turning out to be a monstrous little boy. All you crave is thumbtacks and soap. Please, no tax, my son. No soap. Spaghetti. Spaghetti will turn you into a gentleman.
Yeah. No, Yeah. No, that actually came up on my time hop. Hold on, Pat. I'm just now realizing that we might have hit our year anniversary.
I would feel so shitty.
No, like, I don't think we missed it. Well, I mean, we kind of did. I guess.
I found two screwdrivers.
Years, what is it? 2020, so I need to go to 2019. Oh, okay, no. It looks like March 26th is when you sent. Yeah. So March 26th is going to be when the first episode went up.
I think that's like a week after spring break.
Yeah.
That's Thursday after spring break.
Should be. So we're getting close.
The Friday after spring break.
We did take a few weeks off, so we aren't going to be at 52 whenever we get there, but that's okay.
Unless we turbo record. Idiot Sandwich 2.
Did you say it's the Thursday after spring break?
I think so, because the 23rd is Monday, 22nd, or 24th, 25th. Yeah.
26th is the Thursday. Wow, we're going to put an episode up on our year after, because it wasn't on Thursday when we put it up.
True.
We just put it up right away, right after we recorded it.
Yeah.
Anyway, man, that is nutty. 2 weeks and it will be a year old.
Fucking crazy.
Can you believe it?
We've been doing this for roughly a year.
Man, that's hundreds of memes, dude.
Hundreds of memes.
And like, here's the thing is that you guys don't even hear or see all of them. Like, I send Pat a lot of memes. And we
send each other a lot of memes.
And we don't talk about all of them. Anyway.
This next meme.
Yeah, the next meme.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a guy wearing a t-shirt and it says, I'm not a player. I'm a gamer. Players get chicks. I get bullied at school.
Oh, poor guy.
Got a picture of 90s Sonic on it.
Oh, man.
No, the next one's a text conversation that says, hey, Andrew. Are you coming to the potluck on Saturday? Wrong number, buddy. And the guy responds, I'm bring chili. And then he corrects it and says, I'm bringing chili. He says it 6 times, and the guy says, okay. Says it again, wrong number, and he says it a couple more times. I don't understand.
I'm bringing chili.
Wrong number.
I'm bringing chili.
I'm not going to talk about this.
Okay.
Skip it.
Please just move on then.
This next one is a shark crashing into, it looks like, someone's house.
Okay.
And he has a speech bubble that says, bro, please let me hit your jewel. Bro, please. Bro, please, bro.
Please, bro, let me hit your jewel, bro.
I hated that. This next one's a tweet from the untastic Mr. Fitz. I like that name. Buddha. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Me taking notes. Buddha says make sure you give the poison to the other guy.
Yeah.
Buddha said it. This next one is a 3-panel comic by Portuguese.com or Portuguese Geese.
Yeah.
It's a couple of cops on site of a crash and he says, what's the situation here? What's the situation, chief? And he goes, it's hard to say. And as we got to the last panel, it's a delivery truck with Worcestershire sauce written on the side. And it's a whole bunch of broken Worcestershire sauce bottles laying around. So it's funny because it's a hard fucking word to say.
Yeah.
And I just went through hell saying it several times.
For sure. Yeah. All right, Pat, let's do one more meme and we'll call it a day.
This next one's a black screen with a picture of a shrimp on it with text that says, this is Winston. Winston will be here once and never again. He is about to be executed for his war crimes. Say goodbye to Winston.
Good riddance.
That looks like something that my sister Sydney made. I loved it that much.
She might have.
She could have.
She might have.
Sydney's a genius.
Yeah, I know. She's really
good. Dude, all my sisters are so fucking smart.
I know. What happened to you?
I know! Oh, I got into college. I'm doing pretty good.
But are you smart?
Yeah, I would say that I am smart.
Oh, you think you're smart?
Yes.
All right, well, what's our? I got us to give a special thank you to Mike White and As Good As It Gets for the use of our theme song, Living Room, off of their album, Something Old, Something New. I really love it. I was just listening to it like last week. It's super fun. It's just good times all around. We love it. Wait, you got anything to say, smart boy?
About?
What's our fact about Mike White this week?
Why do I have to come up with the facts about Mike White this week?
You're better.
I'm better at them. I was going to say something about him and H.P. Lovecraft's cat, but that's a bad comment.
Oh, yeah. Don't talk about that cat. Don't talk about that cat. Anyway.
Mike White is the current top quarterback
If I tried to describe him, he'd be too scary.
Oh, my gosh. You ever tried to describe H.P. Lovecraft's cat? Too racist.
Too racist to even talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
by the way, no one Google that.
Don't
Google the phrase H.P. Lovecraft's cat. I am not saying this is trying to get a rise out of anybody. A very offensive thing to see.
If I were you, I wouldn't. That's all I'm saying.
It will bring you nothing but confusion and anger. I promise you, don't do it.
Definitely.
But yeah, Mike White is the current the top-ranked quarterback in bowling to battle rules.
Yeah. He's our golden boy.
Yeah.
For the network.
That's the official title. Quarterback is a slang term derived from a different
But sport. Golden Boy is the person who is, like, up to roll in bowling, too.
Exactly.
So he's, like, he's our league's, like, big golden boy, you know?
Yeah.
He's our golden boy.
And the lead defender that's the opponent is legally the dark crow.
Yeah, the dark crow.
Yeah, because crows have
But it switches talents. It switches every time.
There's some talents like this.
Yeah. So who's the dark crow this time? Oh, Mike White's on dark crow? Uh-oh.
No, Mike White's the golden boy.
No, everyone has to bowl.
Yeah.
So everyone has to play every position. Like baseball.
How many people are on the
I was thinking 5 or 6.
Okay. Are they also so it's a team of bowlers.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. But they don't each have to play them all independent. Oh wait, yeah, they do. Hmm. Fuck.
Yeah.
God, it's insane.
Oh no, Mike White's on Black Crow this time.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. We're in trouble. They're going to stop
Dark
us.
Dark Crow. Not Black Crow.
Oh, whatever. I forgot. So, anyway, we talked about bowling too a little bit more, which I'm happy about.
Yep.
But it's time to end the episode. So, make sure to tell your friends that we're back, baby.
We're back, baby.
Baby, we're back.
Baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
We're back, baby.
Hey.
Hey, okay. Anyway, so if that did not make you vomit all over yourself, tell your friends that you did not vomit all over yourself when you listen to this podcast. That's how good it is. And make sure that they listen. And thank you guys for sticking around, even though we were gone for a little while. Hopefully, we didn't make you too mad or too sad.
And, also if like you weren't one of the people that stuck around, good riddance.
Yeah.
We didn't want you.
We didn't like you anyway. We thought your shoes were ugly.
Yeah. And we just name drop somebody.
So that's it. Pat, hit him with it.
Order another idiot sandwich.
And I'll read my thoughts.